Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with Ruth King, CEO of ProfitabilityRevolution.com, author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business, also The Courage to be Profitable, and a new book coming out soon called The Ugly Truth About Cash. And that's what we're talking about right now, ProfitabilityRevolution.com. Ruth, thanks again for being here. You know how I feel about cash and cash flow statements and how I told somebody the other day that you know how you've heard of women who make sourdough bread will tell you that the starter they're using today, it came from a starter they got 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, the spreadsheet that I'm using today, I built originally in the 80s.
I believe it. Yeah.
And I'm still launching new projects and analysis and cash management statements and budgeting and sources and uses off of that original statement.
Yeah, it doesn't change.
No, it doesn't. The formulas are the same.
Yeah.
And so what my point is, once you learn how to build a cash flow statement, a cash flow projection. You can use it for lots of different things. It's amazing how much clarity. It's unbelievable. It'll take your breath away how much clarity comes from projecting cash, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you know what's going on and where things need to be. And if they're not coming in like they're supposed to, you can immediately figure out what's wrong. And that's the key. And that's the weekly cash flow report. You know, and we briefly mentioned it before the break. Mm-hmm. And the weekly cash flow report tells you what you started with for the week, what you brought in, whether you took out loan payments or something along those lines, sold assets or whatever, and then what you actually spent during that week, payroll, payables, loan payments, stuff like that, and you have an ending cash for the week. The cool part about the weekly cash flow report is you start projecting the following week, and you can figure out whether you need to, you know, get cash in the door or, you know, call for collections and stuff like that.
Right.
The other thing that's really important about it is that there is a receivables list and a payables list behind it. So all the owner has to do is say, okay, I want collection calls on A, B, C, D,
right,
or please prepare these checks for payment and circle the checks, and then mm-hmm. they get put on your desk to pay. So, I mean, the weekly cash report is not only cash, but it's looking at how much you owe and what's coming in.
Well, and here's the thing, folks. The more you focus on profitability and the way Ruth teaches you how, the more cash you will have, and then you can quit managing cash weekly. You can start managing it monthly.
Mm-mm. You always manage cash every week.
Oh, no, but what I'm saying is from a projection standpoint, you get to the point where you're not so tight on cash, you don't have to worry about payroll every single week. You're watching it. I'm just saying you don't have to worry about it. You can actually say, okay, I'm managing cash more from a bigger picture and when I project it. So that way you can, I mean, your banker doesn't want to hear, I need a loan for cash this week. She wants to hear, in June, I'm probably going to need cash in August.
Absolutely. But I look at my checking account balance every day. I mean, I look at my bank statement for all intents and purposes.
Oh, yeah. No. I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that you never know what craziness is going to happen. And not that it does, but it's just for peace of mind and making sure that, okay, that check cleared, that check didn't clear, mm-hmm. or, you know, that came in, that didn't come in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I also want to clear one other thing up. The cash flow, the cash statement that you get from your accountant, if your accountant does a balance sheet and an operating statement and a cash flow statement, that's not the same kind of cash flow statement you and I are talking about.
No.
I've never understood
unusable.
It's totally useless.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's useless. You need a projection, folks. And this is something your CPA will not do for you. They're not good at projecting. They're good historians, but they do not like the future. They don't want anything to do with the future.
They want to make sure that your debits match your credit.
And you can't operate your business if you don't project cash into the future.
Yeah, you can't operate it on the past.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Ruth, thanks for being here. Good job.
My pleasure.
As always.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Hey, give us a website and tell us a little bit more about Profitability Revolution.
It's www.profitabilityrevolution.com. If you have a payroll problem, if you are sleeping or not sleeping at night, tossing and turning, come to us. We'll help you have pleasant dreams. We've got the answers.
500 plus videos, right?
You got it.
You can watch them, and most of them, all of them, as far as I know, conducted by Ruth. Hey, Ruth, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
I will. Thanks again. You have a great day.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.